You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. The Punt Podcast, in association with the FWA.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One. It's 17 to 10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Great, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. Their odds against. Love it, love it, love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes, listen on Audio Boom, or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Hello and welcome to the Punt Podcast here at William Hill. FA Cup fourth round weekend is coming up. Some cracking ties to look forward to as well. Alex Dunn in the presenter's chair this week, joined as ever by Derek McGovern. Hello, Derek.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Yes. Just can't wait to get my teeth into all this FA Cup action.
You just said off air, bring back international breaks. You didn't mean that, though, did you?
Yes, my voice is dripping with sarcasm.
And Ian Ladyman from the Daily Mail joins us as well. Good morning to you, Ian.
Hi, guys. How are we?
All well.
Good.
I'm looking forward to the FA Cup. I don't know about anyone else. Maybe it's because I'm a Newcastle fan and we've actually got through to the fourth round for the first time in however long.
Exactly.
There are some good games to look forward to, though, not least on Friday night. We'll get to that in just a moment. But I want to talk about the outright betting for the FA Cup to start with, because we'll start with you here, Derek. The thing that I took away from the last podcast I did with you was saying that Liverpool's best chance of winning the Premier League this year would come if they lost to Wolves. They duly went and did that. Does that massively help their chances here, or does the fact that City have got quite a big squad and obviously they're the main rivals for the title, does it really affect anything at all?
Too right, it does. Yeah, Liverpool are in Dubai this week, warm weather training. City had that nonsense game last night against Burton, another game this weekend, another game in midweek in the Premier League. Of course it helps Liverpool. I think I said before that weekend, Alex, Wolves at 7-2 were one of the best of all time, and he certainly did. Liverpool did not want to win that game. Basically, you could almost say they threw it, but you could probably get into trouble if you did. And as I said that weekend, all Liverpool's best seasons, getting to the Champions League final three times in the last, 15 years, two tilts at the title, all those seasons came on the back of an early FA Cup exit. So, of course, it helps them.
What are you thinking? I mean, Liverpool would have wanted to have done well at the start of the season, but obviously things take priority at this stage, don't they?
Yeah, I have a slightly different view. My view is that Liverpool are a football club that need to win a trophy, because they haven't won a trophy for a long time. They've won one trophy in, 12, 13 years or something silly like that. They need to win trophies, and I know that they have two priorities this season, which were the Premier League and the Champions League. But I think in this day and age, when you've got squads the size that Premier League clubs have, that it's not too much to ask to try and have a decent tilt at the FA Cup as well. And the one thing that Manchester United, for example, have done in the last 5 years when they have, you know, been struggling and playing poor football under the wrong managers, is they've managed to continue to win trophies. They've won an FA Cup, they've won a League Cup, they've won a Europa League. Liverpool haven't won anything. And, you know, I know they're 4 points clear in the league and therefore that makes them favourites. I don't think an FA Cup win would have harmed them at all, personally. So, if I was a Liverpool fan, I'd be disappointed that they went out the FA Cup, because at the end of the season, a trophy like that can really help, and it can really help you going into next season as well.
Mm. Man City are the 5-2 favourites to win this year's FA Cup. Chelsea 5-1, Spurs 15-2, Man U 8s, Arsenal 10s, Everton 14s with West Ham and Wolves, Watford 25s and 33s and bigger the rest. Ian, the fact that the title would appear to be a two-horse race, does that not make this a huge competition now for Chelsea, for Spurs, for Man U and for Arsenal?
Yeah, I think it does, absolutely. I mean, sadly, the way that modern football is kind of weighted in terms of priorities, obviously those teams that you've mentioned there will still prioritise finishing in the top four of the Premier League, the FA Cup, because they want to be in the Champions League next season. So it's a tricky one for them. But they are absolutely have an opportunity here, especially given, for example, that one of those clubs, Arsenal or Manchester United, will go out this weekend, which obviously takes another big team out of the equation. So yeah, absolutely. I think if I was Sarri at Chelsea, for example, or Pochettino at Tottenham, another manager who really needs a trophy, I absolutely would see the FA Cup as a huge opportunity now.
Derek, who do you think is going to go on to win it? I know it's difficult to say at this stage because of the ties, and you could have said after the first round, or the third round, I should say, that Arsenal could be a good bet, and then they get Man U, which doesn't help matters. Who would you be backing?
Well, I'm getting a bit fed up trying to pick the winner of the FA Cup, Alex, because in the last round, I made a very, very powerful case why Leicester had to be the best, and they subsequently went out in the third round. I keep looking every season for a team below the top six, a team that haven't got any relegation problems. A bit like Wimbledon when they won it against Liverpool all those years ago. And every time I keep end up being skinned. But I'm giving it one more go. I'm going to go for Watford because they're away at Newcastle at the weekend, your mob. I don't think Newcastle's commitment will be 100% in that because it never is in the FA Cup. You've got bigger fish to fry. Watford is safe from everything. They're not going to go up any further. They ain't going to go down any further. If I was a Watford fan, I'd be demanding a tilt at this competition. And as Ian said before, if, you know, one of the big teams are out, Arsenal and Man United. Liverpool are already out. The big clubs have got a lot of European engagements coming up. Top four fights and so on. I think there's a way open to the final at least for a team like Watford, so I'm going for them.
25-1, Watford, and you can back them each way, half the odds, first and second as well, if you want to. Ian, do you have a strong opinion?
I think that's a really good point that Derek makes, and it's another thing that slightly irritates me sometimes about the way that teams approach the FA Cup. Despite the fact that I think that a team like Liverpool should make more of it, I do at least understand the argument as to why Jurgen Klopp, for example, would rest players for that game that they lost at Wolves. I do understand that. What I don't always understand is why teams of Watford's ilk, as Derek said, they don't make a bigger effort. I remember saying to Eddie Howe when I saw him for an interview at Bournemouth at the start of the season that I thought that despite the progress Bournemouth had made in the league in the last few years, I thought his record in cups was poor. And would he seek to put that right? And he said to me, well, I understand your point. We would ideally like to put it right, but Premier League's always got to come first, which essentially was saying to me, no, we're not going to prioritise the cup competitions. And I think when you get to at this time of the year, it's obvious now who the teams are going to be, who are going to be involved in the scrap at the bottom. And it's obvious who the teams are going to be involved looking for the Champions League places. And there is that group in the middle, Watford being one of them, who you would think could think, well, you know what? We've got a bit of leeway here. We've got a bit of an opportunity to have a tilt at this competition, to try and do something special, try and give our supporters something to really remember. And not enough managers, in my view, take that opportunity. Too many managers of mid-ranking Premier League clubs still rest players for the FA Cup games. I think that's a shame because I think opportunity does knock for some of those this time if they'll just take it seriously and have a real go at it.
And you do have that group: Everton, West Ham, Wolves, all 14-1, Watford 25s, and Brighton 33s. They're sort of the middle ranking teams, aren't they?
And given that there is a full Premier League programme midweek next week, when all those teams are playing, how many of those teams will play their strongest 11 this weekend in the FA Cup? I would say probably none of them, and that's a real shame.
We shall see anyway, and I can guarantee that betting will change quite a bit in the hour prior to the game once team news is announced. But a really interesting clash on Friday night between Arsenal and Manchester United, live on BBC One Friday, 7:55. Arsenal are 6-4, the draw 5-2, Man United are 17-10. As ever, a whole host of enhanced odds and your odds markets for you to get stuck into on the William Hill website. If you like Aubameyang and Rashford both to score, that should be fours. We're giving you 11-2 on that. There's a whole host of things that you can take a look at. But we'll start with you here, Derek. Who wins?
Well, again, team news is everything, but you just sense before the kickoff that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer will treat the FA Cup more seriously than Unai Emery, if only because Solskjaer looks too thick to realise the FA Cup no longer matters. They're in a great run, and Arsenal aren't. Arsenal, the record before, well, since Christmas shows, they no longer put two good performances together. In fact, some of the games, they struggle to put two good passes together. Yep, they beat Chelsea well last week, but overall, their season has been forgettable. In fact, the Arsenal supporters who paid for Arsene Wenger's head may now be regretting Naya actions almost as much as they regret supporting Arsenal, because it's a team, even though, you know, they come to him fifth. It's a team going nowhere, really. And I'm not sure they've got enough to beat United. I'd be the first to write United off if the evidence was there, but right now they're playing like the United of old, and it's a bit worrying. I think they'll go to Arsenal and win.
OK. It's 7 from 7 now for Solskjaer, as Derek was alluding to there, Ian. He's doing a very good job, but he's also not really come up against anyone of any great repute. Yes, they played Spurs, they were good, they got the job done, but I suppose if you were ever going to back Man U to win at Arsenal, now is a good time to do it, because they're still riding the crest of a wave, aren't they?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And I think because Solskjaer also doesn't really have next season to think about, given that it's still very unlikely that he's going to get the job, despite the fact that they've won every game they've played under him. So if he's looking at this as a kind of one-season chance for him, he's going to think, well, you know, wouldn't it be great to kind of to finish my stint in charge with an FA Cup final to look back on? So he may take it a little bit more seriously than other managers might. I think that game at Tottenham that they won, let's face it, quite luckily, really. They won it on the back of brilliant goalkeeping. So I would say that result probably will give them the best chance of getting a result this weekend, because it gives them the confidence. They know that they've beaten 6 pretty modest teams elsewhere, the likes of Huddersfield and Brighton and Bournemouth in the league, and Cardiff, for example. But they've got that big result behind them at Tottenham, and that will probably give them the confidence to go back to London for this game and think that they can do it again. What I don't think they'll do this time is keep a clean sheet, because I do think, despite Derek's withering assessment of Arsenal, I do think they've got pretty 2 decent forward players in Aubameyang and Lacazette. And I think if they get into some of the spaces that the Tottenham players got into against United a couple of weekends ago, then I think they'll score a couple of goals. So if United are going to win, I think they'll probably have to win what will be quite a high-scoring game.
OK, both teams to score is 8-15. Man U to win, and both teams to score 17-5. So a big old price if you do like the look of that. Worth
that's
noting as well.
Price.
Sorry, Ian, go on.
I think that's a decent price, that one you just said there.
17-5, Man U to win, and both teams to score.
Yeah, I think that's a very good price.
OK.
Yeah.
If you are pro-Arsenal, then it's worth noting that in the last 3 times that they have played Manchester United and beaten them in the FA Cup, the last 3 times they've beaten them, they have gone on to win the FA Cup in that same season. Granted, one of them was in the final, but in 02, 03 and 14-15, they managed to beat Man U and then go on and win it. And they do have a decent pedigree in the competition. But that will be a good game to look forward to. I just want to touch on one more thing that you mentioned there, Ian. You said that you think it's unlikely that Solskjaer will get the job.
Well, I'd still say that if I was going to put my money anywhere, I'd put it on someone else getting the job. Now, look, if the guy keeps on winning, especially if he manages to get results against PSG in the Champions League, then, you know, things change. You know, the sands shift all the time, don't they? But I certainly don't have no indication at the moment that he's anywhere near the top of that list for the long term. He's done a very, very good job, but as we all know, management, as strange as it sounds, is about more than you know, winning home games against Bournemouth and Huddersfield. I keep going back to the quality of the opposition that they've played. But for example, we haven't seen Solskjaer yet deal with an unhappy footballer. We haven't seen Solskjaer deal with a defeat. We haven't seen him deal with a player who wants to leave. Mm. And when he did deal with those situations, when he was in that job at Cardiff, he flunked it. He really flunked it. If you speak to people who were working at Cardiff at that time, they just say he looked like a kid who was, you know, who kind of turned up at the big school when he still should have been at primary school. He really flunked that job. So I think Ollie, despite the way that he's turned things around, despite the fact that he's made people enjoy going to watch football at Old Trafford again, I still think he has a lot to prove before he can convince the United board that he's the right person to be in charge of what they like to describe as the biggest football club in the world.
Mm. OK, then. So it's Man U and both teams to score 3 in the Arsenal game. Derek, your best bet was simply Man U?
Yeah, I'd do the same. I fancy United to win, but I agree. I can't see it being a 1-0 or anything. So, yeah, United to win with both teams scoring looks fair enough to me.
17-5, if you like the look of that. Saturday lunchtime sees Accrington take on Derby. Accrington 16-5. The draw is 5-2. Derby is 17-20. Ian, we know that Derby play really good football. We saw them against Southampton win on penalties in the previous round. ground, and well, I've seen a fair bit of them in the Championship this season. They are a very, very good side, but they come up against an Accrington side who, well, they did perform an upset in the previous round, but it was an upset that almost everybody expected when they beat Ipswich. Can they bag another Championship upset here?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that result against Ipswich, you know what you mean, because Ipswich having such a lousy season, but it's, you know, it's still an upset. The upset, they're still beating what you might describe a big club at home. I think that will give them the confidence to try and do it again. I don't think they will do it on this occasion, if I'm honest. I think Derby will have too much to them, but again, it will. These things are so difficult to call before you see the teams. Mm. You know, what kind of team is Frank Lampard going to pick to go to that game? Frank Lampard will think, well, you know, we're not going to win the FA Cup. But, you know, but I need to get promoted, because if I don't get promoted, people will start asking questions of my suitability for the job. So what type of team will Derby field at Accrington? That is the big question. But if it's anywhere near a strength team, if it's even, say, a three-quarter strength team, then I think they'll have too much for Accrington. I think they'll win that game.
OK. And they are pushing even money, Derek, which is going to tempt a fair few people here.
Yeah, me included. I think they're a great price. Looking on what Derby have done in the Cup this season, I mean, you know, they got past Man United in the League Cup, gave Chelsea a scare in that competition, got past Southampton in the FA Cup. I mean, they're giving it a go, even though they're going for the playoffs in the Championship. You know, maybe Lampard haven't done so well in Cup competitions, he's giving it a go as manager as well. A part of me wants Accrington to win, because I love the manager, John Coleman. He was there for a million years, first time around. He's been there again the last 5 years. And I remember meeting him at a do, and he told me a great tale. One of his former clubs, he had this speedy winger, a real big-headed player, really fancied himself. You know, thought he was the fastest thing on two legs. And Coleman, in his 40s then, he said he'd have him a bet, a whole length of the pitch, a race the whole length of the pitch. The only condition was at the word go, the speedy winger had to drink a cup of water before he could start. So Coleman was chugging off when the word go was. And his assistant gave the speedy winger a cup of water, but it was boiling hot water. the race was over before the play could even start. And he won a few bob on that. It's a great story. I remember him telling me that. They're only mid-table in League One, Accrington. You know, that's basically what we're dealing with here. They won only 4 of 13 home games. You know, at the back of my mind, I thought Accrington's one of those places where, you know, no team ever fancied going, but teams keep going there and winning, and Derby will as well. I think Lampard will field the strong team. And I actually think, you know, Lampard might think he's got a chance of winning this FA Cup. Yeah, because I've got reservations about the commitments of the big clubs, even though history tells me I'm an idiot. I still think it's up for grabs for a team to make a run, and Lampard might fancy his chances. So, yeah, even money to go to Accrington and win. That's a tremendous bet.
Yeah, 17-20 right now, Derby to go to Accrington win. But if you do like that, snap it up, because it may well change once the team news is announced. We've got enhanced odds as well. Harry Wilson to score, Derby to win, out from 11-4 to 100-30. And Billy Key, the main man for Accrington, he scored in the previous two rounds. He's out from 6s to 8s to score in an Accrington win. But that one coming up on Saturday lunchtime. Those two sides have never met, by the way. This will be their first ever meeting. Millwall-Everton is the tea time game on Saturday. 5:30, the kick-off time for this one. Millwall have won their last 4 home games against Premier League sides in the FA Cup. It's a hard place to go. That said, Everton, Derek, have won their last 10 FA Cup ties against non-Premier League sides. Millwall are 19-5. The draw is 29-10. Everton are 4-6.
4-6, Everton. I'm trying to work out why anyone would back them at those odds. That means I probably will. No, I won't. I'm all over Millwall, unlike Everton. I mean, Marco Silva, I mean, I thought he was a great appointment for them, but his tactics don't work at Everton, and give it a month now to Will Silva, I think, because that's how bad things are. You know, wherever you sit at Goodison, you'll hear someone nearby who obviously doesn't have a clue about football. Well, increasingly, that someone is Silva, because Everton are just looking like a team with no idea. The fans are revolting. What's more, they ain't happy. I think Millwall are a great bet here. Everton have won only 2 of 11 away games this season. I mean, that's a joke for a side like that. I can't believe Millwall are as big a price as they are. I'm all over them.
OK. Unsurprisingly, Derek, the Liverpool fan, taking Everton to lose at Millwall. But for once, Ian, I actually think Derek's talking a fair bit of sense there.
Yeah, I think I'm surprised by that price for Everton as well. I don't see any value in that whatsoever. Everton look to me like a team that are ready to lose an FA Cup game of this nature. And without tumbling headfirst into Rudd's cliches. That is not going to be a particularly fun place for him to go this weekend. And if I was to look at these games and look for an upset, then I think that would probably be the one that would have my red marker pen all over it. So yeah, I think if I was going to part with any money, it would be on Millwall. They've won four out of the last six games, decent bit of form. Everything don't look like they know whether they're coming or going. Mm. So I would take Millwall down that one.
Okay, you can even back Millwall plus a goal at 11-10. So Millwall not to lose the match, 11-10. But I think we're all in agreement. Millwall a cracking price at 19-5. Will we see an upset on Saturday night? Wimbledon, AFC Wimbledon taking on West Ham. It's 6-1 for Wimbledon. The draw 100-30. West Ham are 4-9, and we saw Wimbledon on the BBC in the first round of the Cup. They went to Haringey when they were Haringey were the underdogs and Wimbledon were there to basically have an upset caused upon them. That wasn't the case, and now the roles are reversed, Ian.
Yeah, absolutely. Although I must admit, I don't, unless West Ham have a dreadful evening, I don't see them coming unstuck here. Wimbledon have just lost the previous two home games, conceded seven goals in the process. They lost at home to 3-0 to Fleetwood. They lost at home to 4-1 to Barnsley before that. I think this will be a difficult game for them. I think it's quite a romantic game. I can see why it's on the television. I can see why people will tune into that one, hoping that something will go wrong for West Ham. I'd be very, very surprised if it does.
Yeah, 4-9 seems fair enough, Derek, particularly when you factor in that these two did meet in the League Cup earlier this season at AFC Wimbledon, and West Ham won that one 3-1.
Yeah, I actually was surprised when I learned that. It's a game that's just sort of gone from my memory banks, and then I thought, well, they've played already. Yeah, they won 3-1, a minimum of fuss. And also, remember, they beat Macclesfield 8-0. You know, a similar kind of contest, really, you would suggest. And he made no mistake there. And I remember in the third round, I thought West Ham, they were looking vulnerable at the time, and I thought Birmingham might do a number on them, but West Ham won that easily. Pellegrini played a pretty strong side that night, that day. There's talk that he'll blood a few youngsters in this weekend, especially with the Premier League matches in midweek, but he shouldn't really. You know, he's a team like West Ham, are a team like Watford who should give this a go. They should give it a real go. And I've got a feeling they will, you know. They shouldn't make any mistake. 4-9 is a little bit short than I thought, but I can't see anything other than a West Ham win, because Wimbledon are not that great.
OK, West Ham then. Once again, the unanimous selection. And if you do want some enhanced odds, we've got Mikel Antonio to score any time, West Ham to win out from 11-4 to 100-30. But once again, team news all important in that game. We'll move on to Sunday's action then. And at 4 o'clock, Crystal Palace take on Spurs. It's 9-5 for Palace. The draw is 9-4. Spurs are 6-4. Obviously, this is priced up, factoring in the fact that there's no Kane, no Ali, no Son for Spurs. Does this competition all of a sudden slip down their priority list, if you like, Derek? I mean, their squad is paper thin at the best of times, and they could really do without this game.
It's a tough one to read, this one. The last time you reached the FA Cup final was 1991. You played in the semi-final of the League Cup Thursday night. You've got, you know, Europe coming up soon, midweek matches next week. It is questionable how committed Tottenham will be, especially with the three big names out as well. But Palace, it's hard to make a case for Palace. They made a hard work of beating Grimsby, 10-man Grimsby in the last round. They made 9 changes that day. They're still in arguably in a fight against relegation. I don't know what to think about this one. The last 5 meetings between these two teams, incredibly, have all ended 1-0 for Spurs. 3 of them were at Selhurst Park. Now, that was Spurs with a stronger team on each occasion. But they've still got a bit of strength and depth there. And I know that Palace went to Anfield and played quite well last weekend. But I still think, I find it hard to tip against Spurs when they're away from home, because most of their best performances have been away from home this season. So I'm going to give them another go. I think that's a fair price, even despite the absence of their big name. This is a top 4 club, remember. So, you know, they should be able to withstand the absence of their, you know, of key men. I've got to go for Tottenham.
OK. Yeah, you'd rather back them at 6-4 away than odds on at home, really, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
And if you do like Spurs 1-0, as Derek mentioned, that's 7-1 in the correct score betting for this one. But the team news again, Ian, will be important here, because Spurs, for all that they'd like to rotate, they probably can't.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting, because I'd You know, Derek alluded to it earlier when Palace played at Liverpool at the weekend. They did play well, and of course they've won at Manchester City recently, just before Christmas as well. They kind of upset people away from their own Palace, but I don't see them imposing themselves as much at home, strangely, when the emphasis is on them to maybe kind of make some of the running and kind of force the way the game goes. I'm not sure Palace are quite an effective side. I think they're a better team on the break. You know, they've got people like Zaha and Townsend who can do incredibly well on a counter-attack. Again, at home, when it's, kind of the obligation is theirs to go forward and really beat a big side, I don't think they're quite as confident at doing it, which is one of the reasons why I think that Tottenham will have just a little bit too much for them this weekend. Tottenham are all under strength, as we know. They are missing good players, but they still have good players, and they certainly have good enough players to win this game, I'd say.
Okay, that's Palace Spurs. What about Chelsea Sheffield Wednesday? 6 o'clock, the kick-off time for this one on Sunday. It's the first meeting between the pair for almost 20 years. Of course, they were both fixtures in the Premier League. Or Sheffield Wednesday were for a little while, but not the case anymore. And Chelsea are shorter. They're 2-9. The draw is 11-2. Sheffield Wednesday are 11-1. We've priced it up, Ian, as though we don't really sniff an upset here.
No, I'd be interested to see whether Steve Bruce is back from the Caribbean for this game as well. I know he's been at the cricket this week, hasn't he? I don't know if this will be his first game. But yeah, I mean, Chelsea have had a few issues last couple of weeks. You know, the managers start to say some very peculiar things. It's amazing what a few months in that job does to a manager. They've got a big game against Tottenham in the other cup competition tonight. But I think, you know, if this game had been away from home, they might have thought, okay, we might see a close one. I don't see enough in Wednesday or Wednesday's season, the way it's gone, to really sniff any kind of upset here. I don't really know why it's been chosen for the television, if I'm honest. It's certainly not one that persuaded me to turn the box on a Sunday night. So I'd go, you know, I'd say, you know, comfortable home win for Chelsea, I really would.
Yeah, Chelsea minus a goal 4-7, minus 2 goals 6-4. Or you can back Chelsea to win an over 2.5 goals at 11-20. But it's one of those games that it might be a little difficult to get some value from. Ian mentioned it there, Derek, the fact that we're recording this on Thursday morning, so prior to Chelsea and Spurs taking each other on in the League Cup. But regardless of the result of that, you would expect Chelsea to win this, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. Ian said, you know, maybe if this was a high-flying team in the Championship, let's say a derby going there, you know, you might have thought, yeah, maybe possibility of a scare, but there's nothing that Wednesday have done all season that makes me think they're going to go there and do a number on Chelsea. I mean, not that Chelsea are playing anything great. I mean, on their recent displays, this is the Owls v. the Pussycats. They look poor last week, and the manager looked bewildered by the ineptitude of his side on the touchline. Until I realised that was his normal expression, Mauricio Sarri. He's been a bit of a disappointment so far. But this season, Chelsea have been great in the cups. I mean, I'm talking before the Thursday night game against Tottenham. When they lost 1-0 in the first leg of that semi-final against Spurs, a match they dominated, by the way, that was their first cup defeat all season in 11 matches. That's counting the Europa League. I mean, you know, so it looks as though they are treating them seriously. And, you know, if they treat it seriously against Sheffield Wednesday, in fact, if they only treat it half seriously against Sheffield Wednesday, they'll still win and win well. You mentioned those prices on the handicap, 4-7 minus a goal, 6-4 minus 2 goals. That, to me, seems a massive difference between 1 goal and 2 goal in a game like this. So I'm going to go for the 6-4 Chelsea to cover a 2 goal handicap.
OK. Chelsea then probably dominant winners on Sunday. And one more game to mention, that's on Monday night. Barnet against Brentford. Barnet 11-2, the draw 16-5. Brentford are twos on in this one. Derek, Barnet have never reached the fifth round of the FA Cup. Will they do so on Monday night?
Oh God, I don't think so. Is this the Battle of the Bees, is it? Am I getting it right, the nicknames? It is the Bees, both teams, isn't it? Yeah. If they're weakened down, they can play their B teams and it'll be the Battle of the BBs. The only non-league side left in the competition, they beat Sheffield United in round three, which, you know, that's pretty impressive. Brentford, I think, you know, they haven't lost in their last six. They're 11 points clear of the relegation zone, so there's none of this fanning round saying, you know, we need to stay up, we're weakened down here. They've got to give this, you know, if I was a Brentford fan, I'll be thinking, yeah, placing round five, eh? Might get a big tie. Brentford have got to go for this, and if they do, they'll win. Bit short, the odds are now, because, you know, as we've seen what Barnet are capable of, what they did to Sheffield United, but I can't see Brentford slipping up here. They're in decent form.
OK. What about you, Ian?
What's the price for Barnett to win?
Barnett are 11-2.
Wouldn't be the worst place to put a fiver. Mm. If you think about it, like I said, they got that incredible result in the last round. They haven't played for over a week. The last game in the National League was postponed, so probably had a bit of a rest. Having said that, I don't know whether a week and a half without football for a non-league player is a good thing or a bad thing. I'm not quite sure what to go and do. But I think they've got an opportunity there. They're up against it. Brentford, a decent side, but this will be a great occasion for them. Barnet at home, they've got nothing to lose. They will have some confidence given them from what they did in the last game at Sheffield United. I think that a small wager on Barnet to do something spectacular for a National League club, I think wouldn't be the worst idea in the world.
Okay, 11-2 for Barnet. Barnet plus a goal, priced up at 29-20, and plus two is 4-9. And if you are going pro Brentford, Brentford minus a goal, 13-10. In that game on Monday night. Right, lovely stuff, gents. In terms of the other games, Derek, you often scour the rest of the fixtures, the non-televised ones. Is there anything that jumped out at you? I mean, Watford 13-10, you already put them up to win the thing, but I was surprised to actually see them as short as that against Newcastle. I do think they'll win, but surprising.
Well, I can't back them, you see, even though I've tipped them for the cup. I can't back them at 13-10 to win. Newcastle 2-1, Watford 13-10, Newcastle at home. Watford are being priced up like a Tottenham there. I'm almost going back on me tipping them out right now. I still think they'll go through, and if they were like, 5-2, I'd probably back them, but 13-10 is criminally short. I think the better the round is Millwall, almost 4-1 to beat Everton.
All right, you're putting that in as your nap.
If I can get there first. I suspect you two will both want it as well.
No, we'll give you first crack for once, Derek. 19-5, Millwall to beat Everton. Ian, if we were looking for your best bet of the week, what would it be?
What would you get on West Brom to win it, Brighton?
29-10.
Right, okay, I wouldn't say that would be the worst one in the world. I would be very surprised if Chris Hughton played a strong side for that game. I know West Brom are away, but they can play West Brom, we know that. More than capable. I'm just running my eye down the rest of them. I just can't see upsets at places like Man City, Burnley, Middlesbrough, home to Newport. Swansea, Gillingham. I just don't see an upset there. That is one that you'd say if there was a chance. West Brom at Brighton, maybe. Okay. just if Brighton just take their eye off the ball a little bit, you never know what could happen there.
That's 29-10 for West Brom to win at Brighton, and my best bet comes in the Wimbledon West Ham game. West Ham minus a goal is 13-10. I think that is a bonkers price. I think they'll win and win comfortably as well. But if you're backing the treble there, it pays 42-1, which would be a very nice way to brighten up your weekend. So good luck if you are following us in with that. We're going to hear from Sam Norris, Pete Farries, Agav Pushilovsky and Al Ross on their best bets in the lower leagues and around the globe this week. Ian, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem.
And Mr. McGovern, as ever, thank you very much.
Pleasure. Speak next week.
Potentially crucial game coming up in Serie A on Sunday in the battle for European football next year as Atalanta welcome Roma, with the side separated by just 2 points and two places in the Italian top flight. It's Roma who hold that two-point cushion over the hosts. They are just a point outside the Champions League places at present, with Atalanta a point outside the Europa League spot, and they themselves only 3 points off the top four, so they will certainly consider a Champions League place very much a possibility. This could be a high-scoring affair as both sides come into this one firing on all cylinders, particularly Atalanta, who are the highest scorers in the league this year with 44 goals, thanks in no small part to a haul of 11 goals over the last two Serie A games. Roma's 37-goal haul this season puts them in the top four in terms of goals scored, and even though over 2.5 is 4-7, that looks fairly assured given the potency of the two respective strike forces, and over 3.5 is 6-4, which could also be a consideration. But I'll side with Roma, who are the outsiders in the betting here at 11-5, a price that they won't be too often throughout the course of the season. They've been beaten just once since November, and that was by Juventus, so I'm prepared to forgive them for that defeat. And the fact that Atalanta have been beaten by the likes of Genoa and Empoli during that time suggests that they can be vulnerable despite their scoring prowess. Go for Roma here at a price.
Hi, my name's Pete Farries, and in a diminished championship fixture list this week, I'm going to take a goal scorer rather than a 90-minute price. Hull, whose form under Nigel Adkins is fantastic recently, travelled to Ewood Park. It's no surprise to hear, though, that I'm going to back Jarrod Bowen to score any time at 9-5. Blackburn have conceded in four of their last five home games. Hull have been scoring goals for fun, and Jarrod Bowen has 10 in 10 and 6 in 4. So his form is absolutely unbelievable. Big clubs looking at him, so outside of the obvious reasons for scoring, I'm sure he's got plenty of suitors and admirers he likes to impress as well. But for me, 9-5 anytime for the best goal scorer in the league at the moment seems absolutely crazy. So I'll take that. I'll also give you a quick note, he scores plenty of braces as well. 10-1 for him to score two or more goals. He got a brace at home against Sheffield Wednesday recently, a brace away at Elland Road, a brace at home against Swansea, a brace away against QPR. That 10-1 is not bad at all, but I'll take the 9-5 for Jarrod Bowen anytime. Best of luck with your bets. Let's head over to Gav Pushalowski and get his thoughts on League One.
My nap in League One seems relatively straightforward this weekend, but it did last weekend with Bradford at home to Southend, and they lost 4-0. This time I'm staying in Yorkshire, another side starting with B. It's all about Barnsley, who are 4-9 to beat Rochdale. That 4-9 is an accurate price, but I think we can do better with that. Barnsley are battering sides at the moment, beat Bradford City 3-0, and beat Wimbledon 4-1 away from home. So Barnsley have scored 7 in their last two games home and away, and Rochdale away from home, they've conceded 7 in their last two games on the travels. Pretty poor Rochdale side last time in Yorkshire, lost 5-0 to Doncaster Rovers. So I'm all about Barnsley -1 at 6-5. The interesting thing is the last two away sides have faced Barnsley at Oakwell, have had a player sent off as well, so maybe look at a red card in this one. But my nap is Barnsley -1 at 6-5 against Rochdale. Looking at League Two, here's Al Ross.
For what little it's worth, I fancy Bury will win the big clash with Lincoln of second against first at 11-10. They're in form and no team has won as many as their 10 league home wins this season. But there is a team who've only won one fewer on home turf, and they've a much easier fixture and yet are 6-4, and that's Crewe. They beat leaders Lincoln at home a few weeks ago. They've beaten Stevenage and Newport since. That is 3 home wins in 3, 5 home wins in 6 if you go back further. 29 of their 38 points this season have come at Cresty Road. It's 13 points from a possible 18 home and away since Boxing Day, so also a team in some form. And if goalscorer markets become available, Chris Porter's netted in 5 of the last 6, so he has to be backed. The reason for this price is they're playing Colchester, a team inside the playoffs. But while Crewe have been beating Lincoln and MK Dons, among others, Colchester have had a really easy run of fixtures and yet have run out of gas. They did beat Port Vale 2 matches ago. That's their only win in the last month. They dropped points at home to Morecambe, bottom clubs Notts County. And as the wheels have clearly started to come off their promotion push, they have lost 7 of the last 11 on the road. So back Crewe at 6-4.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.